Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim calling to you live out of Philadelphia. Well, we're here for another episode of Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. This is the Secret Doctrine. But as usual, before we get started, we always talk about love for a minute because we seem to not be able to have enough love in our families, in our hearts, in our minds, and what we should be doing, you know? Love is the key to the whole thing. Love is the act to make others feel good. And as long as we're committing acts, as long as we're committing acts that don't make other people feel good, then, hey, we got problems. So until we literally learn how to love, it's going to be difficult for us to get along. You know, I just joke said, can we all just get along? Can't get along. We don't know how. And that's the problem. This culture is teaching, not teaching love, but one of the word escapes me that I want to use for that, you know. But they're teaching obsessionism. That's what I'm looking for. They're teaching obsessionism for love, you know. And love, obsessionism and love is two different things. You can be obsessed about a person to the point that the only thing you worry about is how you feel, how things make you feel and what's going on with you. But that's not, we need more than that, you know. We need to really understand how love works. And if you're obsessed with somebody and they don't have nothing to do with you, you're not in love with them. You're not loving them. Because if you're loving them and you're obsessed with them and trying to do this and trying to do that, and they really don't want to have nothing to do with you, you're not making them feel good. You're making you feel good, but sometimes making you feel good is not loving the other person, because a lot of things that make you feel good actually don't make them feel good at all. So especially depends on what your frequencies are, what the cultural differences. I'm saying cultural differences, but you know, whether they are dog-eat-dog person or read-what-you-show person, that makes a difference, you know? And so you have to be mindful of just how to make the person feel good. But first, you got to learn. You have to study the person, not to be obsessed with the person, but you have to get to know them, find a little bit about them, you have to talk. It takes a long time to talk, because when you get involved with a person, a dealing with a relationship, there's three people. There's a person they want you to meet when you first hook up. Now, whoa, that person is so nice, and they talk so good. They do little things for you, buying you this and cooking for you and all that kind of stuff. That person is so good. You say, oh, man, I like this person, but that ain't the real guy. That ain't the real girl. And then you wind up hooking up. About a year later, you said, dog, where'd this come from? Who is this? I don't even know this person here. You know, I didn't know you act like this. I didn't know you were going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? You never got to know the real person. So this jumping in really quick, you know, with a person, you have to be careful with that. You have to get to learn the other two people. Now there's the demanding person that comes out, person that's similar to who they are, but not quite who they are. They want this, and they demand this, and they start asking for this and let you know how needy they are, if they're real needy or slightly needy. Some people are not needy at all, and that might bother you, because you want to be needed. You want to be needed in their life. They set their life up where they don't really need everything they have around. Everything that they need, they got around. They're not dependent on nobody else for anything. See what I'm saying? And that might be a problem. So you really have to get to know that second person. And once you learn that second person, then the real guy show up. Okay? Well, I don't like this. And I ain't going to, this is not who I am. You know, this is not what I do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wait, we hooked up. You know, we was doing all this and stuff. Now all of a sudden, you don't want to do this. You can't do this. You can't be that. The real person shows up. Now you say, wait a minute. This ain't the person that I met a year ago. This ain't the person that I started knocking boots with. You know what I mean? Who in the world is this guy? Or who in the world is this girl? But that's the person you need to get to know before you get to know them. You follow what I'm saying? Once you get to know the real person, okay, if the frequencies don't clash when you first meet, all right, then whatever the real person is, you can overcome that if you're both practicing love. You don't come from because of frequencies, your frequencies match. And if the frequencies don't match, I don't care what you do. It ain't going to work because y'all going to be vibing against each other from the time you meet all the way through. So you have to understand if the frequencies don't match, you know, you can be friends with the person, but don't try to take it no further than that because the frequencies are going to clash. And that's a big deal, a really big deal, where you vibrate at, you know, because two people come together vibrating at different frequencies, it's just not going to work. I'm saying you can try to make it work, but you're going to always be clashing. I don't care whether you know the real person, the first person, it don't matter. You're going to start clashing right from the beginning. You see where I'm coming from? So once you get to know who that person is, the real person, then you can actually think in terms of tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. You follow what I'm saying? Especially if you have similar goals. You know, if you have similar goals or if you have a goal that y'all can come through together, you know, maybe some business or something that you might want to get into, okay, then you can make some things work. But remember that love is the act to make others feel good. And if you can't put yourself in a position to constantly make the other person feel good, then you have to be careful about getting in a relationship. And you have to really make sure that the person that you're in a relationship with, you understand what love is. Because if they don't understand what love is, they're not going to always be doing things to make you feel good. They might want to make you jealous to make sure that you love them because they're not sure because of what they've been through with the other person. They're trying to make sure that you're not the person that they just broke up with. You know what I'm saying? And you're trying to convince them that I'm not the other guy. I'm not the other girl. I'm not going to do that to you. You know, it's a whole lot that goes into it, especially when you get to a certain age. Now, when you get together young, 17, 18, and you're getting together with somebody, that's different because the baggage, in most cases, they don't have a whole lot of baggage. And their baggage is not hard to carry. You follow what I'm saying? So, but I'm just saying, that's a whole nother issue when you're talking about people getting together young because in our society, we married the children young, you know, because whatever problems that they had, they can grow into each other. You know what I'm saying? Because they got married young, you know? But in this society, it's tricky. It's really tricky because you don't know who's who, what their agenda is, why they actually getting hooked up with this. That's if you got money, that changes everything. If you got a few dollars, it changes the whole story, you know? So just remember that love is the act that makes others feel good. And there's only one emotion triggered by the thought processes that you under, which you value, that's what you will get emotional about, whether it be money or clothes or your shoes or your car, whatever you value, you'll get emotional about that particular thing because there's only one emotion. There's not 10 different, the way they tell you, it's so confusing. You think you got 100 different emotions out there. Well, love is an emotion, hate is an emotion. No, it's only one emotion. And your response, bringing that emotion up is triggered by the thought process of what you value. That's what I'm talking about. So you have to be, just remember that, and that will help you out as you make your journey to the planet, okay? Now, into the topic. How I didn't make my assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sell. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light and I will get what I want. Why do I call it an assertion and not a prayer? Because Psalm 82 tells me who I am. And if that's who I am, who am I praying to? See, the whole universe works for you. You don't have to pray. All you have to do is tell it what you want, but make sure it's what you want. You follow what I'm saying? Make sure you're asking for what you want. Because you'd be getting stuff and you're saying, man, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? Because you've asked for this. So be careful what you ask for and understand the consequences of reap what you sow when you're asking for something, okay? And your every action should be involved in reaping the benefit of that particular action to get what you want. Just think about that. I know I said a mouthful, but just think about that for a second. You know what I'm saying? Just give you a for instance. We'll get into the scriptures on that. But think about it for a second. If I said, man, I want to be a doctor, a surgeon, best surgeon in the world, and you're sitting up in law school, you're not going to reap the benefits of being a doctor in law school. There's nothing wrong with law school. It's just that that's not where you wanted to be. You see what I'm saying? You didn't want to be in law school. You wanted to be in medical school. You wanted to be a doctor. See? So you have to be careful. Your actions have to benefit where you're going. You're going to reap what you sow. So make sure, okay, that you're sowing the things that you want to reap. Okay? You're treating people like crap. It's not what you want. You don't want people to treat you like crap. Why are you putting it out there? Because it's sure going to come back. Because you mistreat people. When they see you, they're going to remember, oh, man, I know this person. Yeah, okay, come on. Let's get it on. Yeah, I remember last time you were saying what you did. I ain't going through that again. You get where I'm coming from? So be mindful of what's going on. Be mindful of what you're doing. Okay? Now, we're talking about the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume. This book is not on the market. But you can get this book. If you're a member of the society, because this book is filled with codes, all right? And these codes that are in this book are not really for everybody, you know, because it depends on what culture that you're under. If you're under the dog-eat-dog culture, okay, this book can do a lot of damage to people. You can, you can hurt a lot of people, you know? If you end up reading what you sow culture, then this book is perfect for you because you're not going to do anything that you don't want coming back to you. You know where I'm coming from? You won't be trying to manipulate people and all that kind of stuff, okay? So what we're going to be doing, for the next few weeks, we're going to be dealing with page 29, 30. Right now we're on page 30. Though do you have the book? It's 360 degrees of power. That's what we're going through, okay? And where does the power that we're trying to introduce ourselves and trying to bring to ourselves come from? It comes from your thought process. Remember, what you think about, you're going to bring about. And they put it on a CD, giving us something new. That's reading what you sow. You read what you sow physically, and you read what you sow mentally, you know? All that comes together. So your thoughts have to be in line with what you're trying to bring to you because it's coming to you. You get where I'm coming from? One guy had an analysis. He said when people on a plane, in a plane crash, all those people were thinking about that some kind of way. That's what they were thinking about. All the people bringing it, and one person that wasn't thinking about that had to be on the plane, that person's going to survive. That was the thought that the person threw out there. Very interesting concept. You know what I mean? Be careful what you think about. You get what comes from that? Let's go with, hold on. We're going to go with number 5. And I'm on page 130. This is number 5. I think I did 10 last time. I don't know if I got through the whole 10. Because we're only off for an hour. So I'm going back to number 5, right? And we're going to go through number 5. And we're going to deal with that one first. And then we're going to go through number 6. We get through as many as we can today. And every Tuesday, we're going to go through all of them until we get to the whole 360 degrees of power. Okay, knowledge. The difference between knowledge and belief is nothing more than the degree of certainty with regard to things which make not an impression on the memory. It may be called belief. Knowledge is nothing more than a man's firm belief. This is Black Girl Dictionary. That's quite an explanation there. What in the world are people talking about? Now, let's get into what the book is saying, what the scriptures are saying, theoretical scriptures are saying. Knowledge is power, which can be mathematically computed. If it doesn't add up, it's belief, not knowledge. Knowledge is mathematics. Think about that. Math is the only mathematics is the only true science on the planet, okay? Mathematics is related to reality. Now, check this out. Knowing that you know, okay, we're going to deal with belief. If you say, okay, when you go to the bathroom, when you eat, you're going to go to the bathroom, or you're going to explode and die one way or the other. You know where I'm coming from? This is something that you know. It's not something that you believe it in. This is something that you actually know. If you drink enough water, you're going to take a piss. So can't somebody come to, do you believe you're going to piss? I don't believe I'm going to piss. I know I'm going to piss if I drink that water. You follow what I'm saying? So knowing that you know, there's a difference. This is why when we get into the book, when we get into the Bible, right, the things that were given to you are codes so that you'll know what it is. And once you get the code, that code is not going to change, period. I don't care what they say or how they come about it. It's not going to change. They make a statement that the truth never changes. But if you read the Bible as a religious book, man, the truth is all over the place out there. That's why they got so many different religious groups. Look how many religious different groups they got out there. Call themselves Christians who follow the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Call themselves Muslims who follow the Quran. Because they're dealing with belief systems and not actually knowing what they know. Now, here's the next thing. Knowing how to find out what you know. That's something to think about. How do you find out what you know? If you take belief, if you take the word belief out of your vocabulary, okay? When you know something, you know. I know that 9 times out of 10, if I stick you with a pen, you're going to feel it. I know that. If I stick myself with a needle, I'm going to feel that. I know that. I know that. I don't have to believe that. I know that, okay? That's what I'm saying. There's certain things, when you start getting into the thought process of knowing rather than believing, then you don't have to carry yourself through the nonsense that a lot of people are putting themselves through. For instance, theory means, this is supposed to be big, but it's just common sense. Theory is something that you thought about. It's an idea that hasn't been proven. That's what a theory is. That means if they can't prove it, it's not real. It's a belief. That's why they say Darwin's theory of evolution, because they can't prove it. You know what I'm saying? So those of you who are into Darwinism, that's what you believe. Hey, if you want to believe it, that's on you. You know, but they're calling it a theory. They know words. And when they use words, it's for a particular reason. They know what they're doing. They know the language, you know. And but the one of the main things that you have to do, you have to know that you need to know, not believe. You really have to know that you need to know. Get out of the belief mindset. You know what I mean? So, well, I believe this. I believe that. Some people say, well, I believe the world is flat. I believe the world is round. Find out, man. Make sure. So that you don't have to say, hey, I believe the world is flat. Find out if it's flat. Then you'll know whether the world is flat or not. You got people on space stations up there flying up above the clouds, looking back down at the planet. You got satellites looking back down at the planet. They don't believe that the planet is flat. They know it's round because they're looking at it. They're flying around it every day. You follow what I'm saying? So it's not a belief system for them. It's what we call knowing, because they wanted to find out, hey, we got to figure this thing out. Is it flat or is it round? Let's go up and see, you know? Now, another thing is that you really have to keep searching. You can't just, I should use the word can't, because based on Psalms 82, you can really do whatever you want. But what I'm saying is that you have to keep searching. You have to search through your belief system. A lot of times, a belief in something will get you to research it. Well, you believe it could be true, so you research it to find out whether it's true or not, whether it's real or not, whether you know it or not. That's so important. Knowing who you are, where you came from, is the first understanding of wisdom. Really? That's something to think about. Knowing where you came from and knowing who you are is the first understanding of wisdom. Now, somebody asked me, well, who is your God? Because I got two gods, my mother and my father, because that's who made me. I know they made me. I popped out of mama's womb, you know. Well, mama used to say mama's baby, papa's baby, but they got all kinds of tests out there. The child don't look like you. You think something's wrong out there, you can check it out. But listen, my mother and my father, that's who made me. I know they made me. Now we're talking about Adam and Eve. Man, I don't know who made Adam and Eve. You know what I'm saying? There's no way I can go back and research who made Adam and Eve. How you going to deal with that? You know where I'm coming from? It's like I'm telling the guy the story of the three little pigs, right? And he says, is that a true story? I'm saying, in his mind, could even make him ask that question, because we're talking about little pigs building houses. Now, what little pig you know going to build houses made out of straw and houses made out of wood? It's the moral of the story. Build your house on a strong foundation, okay? Which is pretty vague, but that could go for a whole lot of things. You got a strong foundation, you can have a pretty good house. But if you build your house and the foundation is not strong, you got problems. That's what the three, that's what the moral of the three little story was all about. Once you get caught up into, well, how old was the three little pigs? Did they go to school to build a house? Or who were their parents then? Duh. None of that matters at this particular point, because the story is about the moral, not about the story itself. The story is to gather your attention so that you remember the moral of the story. That's what's going on. And this is how the codes work in the Bible. Okay? You can get caught up whether, oh, man, he was cutting Moses, or he was, I mean, you can go through all that, but what's the moral of the story of Moses? Centralized banking system coming from the Levites. That's the moral. If you have a people, you need a centralized banking system so that you can build roads and have armies and tanks and all that stuff. Where do you think they're able to have these huge armies come from? You know what I mean? They set up a centralized banking system, and the king and queen was at the head of the banking system. So you get where I'm coming from? Now, right now, this country is owned by Britain. Wait a minute, brother. What are you saying? Britain owns the country. So the Federal Reserve Bank, okay? It's not federal, but the Federal Reserve Bank is owned by the queen, okay? It's owned by the queen through trust, managed by the Congress and the Senate, okay, and the president. They're managing the trust for the queen. I'm just dropping information. That's what's going on. They got the centralized bank. Why do you think this Bible is so important to them? Because they don't get caught up in the occult. They use the occult to control the masses. But they go straight to the codes, and they teach their children the codes so the children don't know what's going on. So now you know who owns a centralized banking system or where they get it from. Follow the scriptures that they're reading. It'll tell you where they're getting it from. You follow what I'm saying? If you know how to read it, okay? Okay. This is about belief and about knowing. This is what we're going through right now. What you believe and what you know. You got to come out of the term belief. You need to take that belief word and just put it someplace, okay? Because what we're talking about is knowing, okay, that you know what you know, right? We're talking about knowing who you are and where you came from. It's the first understanding of wisdom. Let's go right back to that. I almost got off track here. But if you know where you came from, okay, now we say, well, I come from Africa. Well, I come from Haiti. Well, I come from France and Britain. I come from Brazil. You know what I'm saying? Well, that might have been where you migrated from, but that's not where you came from, according to the book. You see, now we get into the code of the Bible. it says that man, right? I'm always bring you back to the Bible because it's the base that you can check with. It's the base that you can get into. You know, I want people to pick this book back up and target the information so they can get what is so-called truth out of the book. The truth never changes. Psalm 82 says you are all God. That's what it says, 82:6. I'm not making this up. It's in there. So if you're God, when they say that man made the heavens and the earth, right? When they say God made the heavens and the earth, that means men and women had the technology to produce planets and suns and solar systems. That's what the book is telling you. So if we had the knowledge to produce the planet, how can this planet be our origin? Our origin has to be someplace else. This little speck of dirt that we live on out of all of the stuff that's out there, you know what I'm saying? It's not our origin, okay? It's just it's a stopping post from us. So we come from Mars. If you're really looking it up, if I'm checking it out, it's the information's in Google and all that, but you have to really screen through it now because they're changing the internet. A lot of information that you want to find, you can't find. Like the fact that George Washington and them didn't write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, it was on the net. It ain't there no more. You cannot find it. They took it down. You know what I'm saying? The fact that the Queen's on the Federal Reserve Bank, they took it down. You can't find it. The Queen owned the United States and the Americas. It was on Google. It ain't there no more. They took it down. They're beginning to manage the net so that pertinent information you won't be able to get. Certain information you just can't get, and that's how they – that's what they're doing out there right now. So you have to plug in and start getting this information. But all of this is relating to you having a belief system. A belief system is just enough to get you to research, to find out if it's true or not. Just because you believe something, that don't make it true. It don't make it false. But it piqued your interest enough to go out and look, go out and research to find out. Somebody come and tell you something, well, why would you believe what they say? There's two sides to every story. You know, you go out there and beat somebody's butt because of what somebody said and they're lying. You see where I'm coming from? You watch these TV shows, how they be setting each other up through the court, getting people locked up, if innocent ain't done. You got a lot of people in jail right now, ain't done a thing. You know what I mean? But they got set up. You see what I'm saying? Especially because of the belief system. And, then they're targeting certain people, too. There's a lot of racist stuff going on in this particular, in this doggone government. So, but if you pose a threat to them, sure, they'll put the law on you, lock you up. You ain't got to do nothing. You can be political. It could be political. You got a lot of political people and political prisoners in jail right now because something in the system ain't right, and they want to fix it. And the crooks ain't trying to have you fix nothing, and they're making all that same money, billions of dollars they're making. They're going to have you come in and fix it, and you living in a shack with holes in your shoes. They ain't trying to go out like that. They can just set you up. You can't afford lawyers and stuff. Throw your butt in jail and you can't get out because you don't have no resources. I'm just saying, you watch TV, they telling you what they do all day long. You know what I mean? So nothing I'm saying is not new. Ain't no secret. You know where I'm coming from? Now, you're not from this planet. Hello? Elohim, what are you saying, man? You know, no modern man. It's from this planet. That's why they have the missing link. It's why they can't prove that we come from this little lady called Lucy. You know, check the blood type stuff. We ain't Lucy. Where I'm coming from? That's Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the Abominable Snowman. That's these people. They're the indigenous people to this planet, not us. Not modern man. Modern man comes from someplace other than this planet. Okay? You're looking for E.T.? Look in the mirror. You're looking at E.T. You see what I'm saying? But you have to know. So how do you know? Well, the book's giving you an idea that you might not be from here. If you have the technology to make a planet, then you're not from this planet. It's a thought process. It takes you to a whole different thought process. Up to see what you are. I didn't know it was going to rain today. That's a problem. We'll see. because they're in the process of putting a new roof on this house, and I'm not sure that, okay, well, we'll see. Anyway, knowing who you are and where you come from, okay? Now, I'm just telling who your gods are. That's your mother, your father. That's who made you. Now, that's not a belief system. Not something that you believe. You tell me you don't know that your mother and father made you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking you to believe that. That's what you know. That's what we call a fact. You came out of mama's belly. That's where you came from. Now, unless you came from a test tube, I don't know. We got some test tube babies out there that's graduating, graduating college at 10 years old. I don't know. So there's a lot going on out there. But most of us, especially ones that's on this line, well, I don't know what all the numbers are out here. I'm not sure. But I have no idea who they are. But you come from your mother and your father. That's where you came from. That's your God. That's who made you. Okay? That's not a belief. That's a fact. So the belief, the word belief, just you use it to get you interested in searching for reality, searching for what's real. You know where I'm coming from? And that's what we're all about. We're trying to wake you up, get you to the point that you can go search for what's real. Now, the application of wisdom and knowing the difference between the two. Ooh, boy. Think about that. The application of wisdom and knowing the difference between the two. This is all coming out from the scripture, secret doctrine. That's what we're reading from. I'm on page 31 now, okay? Let me read that again. The application of wisdom and knowing the difference between the two. Ooh, boy. Why do you think they say wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Why do they put wisdom first? You know what I'm saying? Let's go back to your childhood. A lot of you on the line, well, those of you on the line, well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you, calling in and hanging out there with us. Let's think about this for a minute. Why would they put wisdom first? Now, if you have a comment or you want to say something, just press one on your dial, and I'll open up your mic, and you can comment or say something. If you disagree with something, that's fine. If you have another explanation, that's fine too. You know, it's not a right or wrong thing. It's different thought processes. Is that what we're dealing with? Okay. Now, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Why would you put wisdom first? You know what I'm saying? Wisdom is the wisdom brings you into knowledge, okay? Knowledge brings you into understanding. Now, how do we break that down? Let's look at this little baby when they first start walking, okay? They have been watching people. They've been crawling, but they've been watching people walk on two legs. I wonder if I can do that. So the child stands up. Oh, and starts walking. But then the child falls down. Ooh, that hurt. But then the child realized, because the child is wise, you know what I mean? If I hold on to this, I won't fall. I can hold on to something to keep me from falling. Okay? So now the child, in its wisdom, know that I need to hold on to something to help me walk. So this with the child, I'm figuring this out. This is wisdom. Okay, now the child is getting into knowledge. Wait a minute. I thought she had knowledge. She said that she can walk. No, that was the wisdom. She's seen other people do it. She said, well, let me try it. You know, she see the child says they can do it. But now they hold on to something, and that don't hold them up, and they still fall. The child has knowledge about that particular thing that they grab. Child don't grab that no more. You know what I'm saying? Child is gaining knowledge about her surrounding or his surrounding. You get what I'm saying? Now, once the child starts gaining knowledge about the surroundings, then the child gets understanding. Well, I understand now why I can't grab that particular thing because I'm going to fall and it hurts my butt. So now the child is going from wisdom to knowledge, understanding. You get what I'm saying? So when you first pop out here, you're born. Why? Wisdom is not something that somebody can teach you. You come out mama's womb wise. they don't come from, you know that if you throw a tantrum, mama's gonna throw it. She gonna put that breath in your mouth, and you gonna drink. You gonna eat. And when you get hungry again, you just raise a little cane, and mama gonna do something to figure out what's wrong. You know, saying? For the child is using wisdom right from the very beginning. They gonna come from. So this is what I'm saying. You're born wise, and as you travel on your journey, you're gaining knowledge. As you gain the knowledge, then you begin to understand why. Because that's always the question. Why didn't I grab that particular thing? I didn't grab that because it's not strong enough to hold me, and I will fall. You know what I'm saying? So now the child is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Okay? But wait a minute. Where the belief comes in at? See what I'm saying? When the child was looking at everybody walking, wait a minute, I believe I might can do that. Now, the child's not assuming it's a fact because the child ain't tried it yet. But I believe, since everybody else is doing, I might be able to do that. So the child gets up and try it. The child don't believe no more. Now the child know that it can walk. You know what I'm coming from? So the belief in something is to get you to research it and try it. That's what your belief system is for. You don't just believe it because you believe it. See what I'm saying? You said, well, it makes enough sense for me to check it out. I'm checking it out now. You're arguing about what you believe. If you believe so-and-so, they'll ask you right to your face. If you believe that the Democrats will do so-and-so, duh. You know what I mean? Do you believe that Trump said out his mouth what he's going to do? I don't have to believe what the guy said. I know what he said because I heard him say it. It's not about belief. Don't ask me about what I believe, you know? Now, if you say, well, you believe the Democrats are going to help you, okay. They have helped people in the past. So maybe I'll try these guys out and see what they do. But once you get in there, it's not a belief no more. Either they're helping you or they ain't. You know what I'm saying? And there's a history of the Democrats, Republicans, Independents. All that history of what they have done, who they have helped, is all there. So you can research it. You see what I'm saying? Your wisdom, your belief in something will give you the idea to research it. Once you research it, it's not a belief anymore. It becomes knowing. Somebody asked me about when they asked me about evolution, I said evolution is wrong. You know, well, how do you know evolution is wrong? Because it can't be proven. When you prove it, then I know it's right. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, it's wrong because I don't see man monkey turn into a human being. I haven't seen it yet. You know what I mean? But there's no evidence to show me that monkeys are turning into human beings. It just ain't there. You know, well, that's just one part of it. There's a whole bunch of parts of it because it's a belief system, because it's a theory. It's not an actual fact. So there's thousands of parts to it, but you can't back it up because it's a theory. It hasn't been proven. This is what we're saying. You know what I'm coming from? Somebody said, well, do you believe in that? Look, I don't believe in that. You're a Christian, you believe in Jesus? I said, well, I know the teachings of the man, you know? And I like the teachings of the man. I like the teachings enough to check them out and see if they work. You know what I'm saying? But don't ask me if I believe in Jesus. I mean, duh. You follow what I'm saying? I love that. I don't know if there's really a guy back there or not. Like the three little pigs. I don't know if the three little pigs are built storehouses. I'm saying, but the moral is build the house on a foundation. So don't get me into the occult practice of believing whether or not the three pigs had enough knowledge to build a house. Come on, man. You know what I mean? That's not what this is about. You know? Don't get me into the occult practice of believing that Jesus did this and Jesus did that. I wasn't there to see all this here stuff. You know what I'm saying? And evidence shows, okay, that what they're talking about he did might be a belief system, might be what somebody believed. Maybe they saw it, maybe they didn't. I don't know, because I don't deal with belief systems. Show me somebody walking on water now, okay, and then it's a fact that it can be done. I mean, we can walk on water with, we got sneaks that got air in them. We can walk on water with sneaks and air. There's ways we can walk on water, but just to come walk off the boat with bare feet all across the water, that's a whole different issue. in 2,000 years, nobody else been able to do it. So it's suspect in my mind. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it can't be done, but actually, do I believe that it was done? Because then we got a problem. Because I don't believe nothing. You see what I'm saying? It's in the book that the man walked on water. How he walked on water is not in the book. All right? That's the science. The science is how the man did it. So once you get into the science of how he did it, okay, then we can deal with knowing and believing. Right now, since I don't believe anything, either I know or I don't know, that's where I live at. Now, you might live someplace else. That's on you. You know what I mean? And I respect where you live at. I ain't going to take nobody outside their comfort zone. Okay. Now, the word we just went through was knowledge. We went through all that dealing with knowledge. You see what I'm saying? Okay. We went through all that dealing with knowledge. I didn't think it was going to rain anymore for a few more days. Anyhow, the next word that we're dealing with is frequency. So when we deal with 363 degrees of knowledge, we're talking about frequency. But right now, we're halfway through the hour. I think I've got my computer a little off wacky. I'm not sure about the time, but the computer on the screen said we're halfway through. I think it might be further than that. I wanted to do a little commercial just to remind you that there are other people out here that are trying to give you information that are doing today. Elohim Five Tribe Constellation of Cyrus Radio presents Elohim Speaks from 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia. We'll be here every day to check us out. You know, let me hit the list. Okay. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. Just use the 4 digits of your phone number. And if you have a company or group and you want to give us a shout out, please feel free to do so. On Monday, we deal with Society News. We missed the news yesterday. Tuesday, we deal with Toronto Scriptures, which is what we're doing today. Wednesday, we deal with politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. Sunday is religion. So tune in on a day that you might think you, and we hope that you call in and add something, help us out. You know what I mean? We don't know everything. Sometimes we think we do, but we don't. We don't know everything. We're working hard trying to gather more information, okay? Now I released the gospel CD called Normal Life, Jesus and Moses. Jesus is coming. The CD link, CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch on YouTube. Check out Elohim Christ Pinterest. Jesus is coming. Ask ourselves, when Jesus come back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time. Out of the goddess's womb. Okay? So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're dropping, because we need, one of those children might be the one to get us out of the mess that we're in. And boy, do we need those babies. And remember, it takes two to make them. So you brothers hanging out with the sisters to take care of those little ones when they come out, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, The Lamb of Scriptures, Part 2, Life is Counting, more information on the CD version or the written version. Call PCCA, Toronto Church of Christ, and 215-758-1703. Or from 9-5, this is Monday through Saturday. You can just give us a call. Also, I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, History Book. And last Friday, I like him because he understands history and helps fill in the missing pieces, okay? We had a global empire, and he has proof, documented proof about the Olympics and everything that they used to have. These people ain't not coming up with this stuff on their own, I'm telling you. Okay? I would like to give a shout out to Sister Pam. She's on YouTube by the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word. She speaks a pretty good word. And the last time I checked, she had a nice little song on there. I'm pretty good. I like it, you know? I'd like to give a shout out to the Mickey Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube. Mickey Love Renown. Just give her a call. Her number is 909-741-8626, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to the Division 1-1, for all the people there, UNIAACL, and PHP, and more information, contact President 13, UNIA-267-822-2320, okay? I also like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. They made the designer clothes by UAIA. they're offering our land to build on in Africa. And so if we try to get something done outside the country, these are the man to call, okay? Also, on the clothes, buttons, flags. If we need that red, blood, and green flag, he's the guy to call. That number is 619-688-85828, okay? Space More Electronics. Buffin and Dutch Electricity Company, their number is 215-999-3352. And Paul 295. It's one of my friends' company. They do pretty good. I mean, they do lighting and features and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like a light stand. You need a new system. It's like the alarm system. The alarm system too, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, right from the name of Steve Thornton. He has 6 CDs on the market. I'm just going to cut a lot of this little short right now. If you want to find out more about him and what he's doing, his number is 267-259-4077. And you listen to my album here, some of that beautiful harmony back there. He helped me out with the harmony. That was a beautiful voice, you know. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Pathline Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's on currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Pathline before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-68-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Email address is taylorpathlearningacademy@gmail.com. Let's give a shout-out to our resident not-for-profit healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bell, his number is 631-561. 3862. These guys are on the net. You can look up Dr. Paul. He's got a lot of stuff to sell out there, herbs and stuff like that. So, and Dr. Paul, he has a water purification system and stuff that he's trying to get you to enter and get you drinking some clean and pure water. So, get it back, Paul. If you hurry, if you're sick and I have these two guys on speed dial, man, you deserve to be sick. No, we don't think anybody deserves to be sick. So, just get these guys, Paul, and don't worry. Be healthy. Okay. Now, back into the tyrannical scripture, secret doctrine. See, we're breaking this stuff down for you. Don't come from dealing with the thought process that you're going into. Okay. Now, this is number 6 is frequency. Now, that's very interesting because we all talk about, well, back in the day, we used to call it vibe. I don't like them vibes, but it's about frequency. Frequency is the number, occurrences, or repeating events per unit of time. It's also referred to as temporal. Now, boy, did I just say a mouthful? I'm going to read that again. Frequency is the number of occurrences of a repeating event per unit of time. It is also referred to as temporal. Okay? And then what is Elohim saying about that? Movement that constantly changes at a fixed rate. Okay, let's think about that for a minute. The earth is constantly moving at a fixed rate. So each time the earth rotates, that's one frequency. Okay, that's how frequency it goes from point A to point B in its rotation. All right. We're breaking it down so because a lot of this stuff, the way they use the terminology, that gets so complicated. You know what the hell you're talking about. But we break everything down so that if I can understand it, anybody should be able to understand it. Because I break it down to the lowest common denominator so we can see this thing. You know what I'm coming from? Now, the Earth goes around the sun once every 365.2 days. Okay? Now, if the Earth goes around the sun, you know, once every 365.2 days, then that's a frequency. See, one time around is 1 year. Now, we're in the year. We've got different calendars out there, but the year that we're going by, we have 2021. So as far as they're concerned, the Earth has went around the Earth. It's been around the sun 2021 times. That's the frequency of the Earth going around the Earth. One time around is one frequency, okay? How frequent we do something. You get up every morning, you eat breakfast at 8 o'clock, okay? The first time you eat breakfast, that's one frequency. Every time you've eaten breakfast after that, okay? That's how many times every breakfast is. That's how many frequencies that you've had breakfast, okay? How many times you do a thing is how frequently you do a thing. That's a frequency, okay? I know it gets a little strange out here, but let's keep going, okay? Now we got to measure the vibration. When something's going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, right? Up and down one time at the frequency, okay? Because it's vibrating. Oh, boy. I have a problem here because I wasn't expecting it to rain at this particular time, but we're going to have to, we might have to sign off a little early here. Apologize because I got a couple of problems going on over here and I might have to address them right now. Let's see where we are here. It's now, okay, we only got a few more minutes before we go off the air, okay? I'm going to kind of shut down right now because we got some things to do. We'll pick up next Tuesday on number 6, frequencies. We'll start with frequencies next Tuesday, and we'll get into that, okay? Now, the thought process that you're under is what we want to bring you into different thought processes and what we're doing, okay? So this is why we're here. This is what we're about, okay? And with that, I have walked the path. As divine energy, under what you sow, and every action that I put out today, I equally embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. With that, we're going to actually sign off, and we're going to see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I forgot to mention our web address, Elohim Fire Tribe Society of Love. Go and check it out. So we're going to start off right now, and we will see you. We'll chit-chat again tomorrow. Remember, love is the act of makeup and feel good. Much love, guys. Let's chit-chat tomorrow, okay?